you swerve to the right as it slashes its body to your left, swinging your vibro hammer and slamming it into its face. The barbit stays where it is.
Well, that didn't work, then it's time to run. Like I said,
let things of balance come around with another swing and try to put it down for the count with this one.
In this now.
You duck and slide its attack and swing your hammer hard, but it slides under the hammer's arc. It then spikes straight towards you. You leap upwards and end it.
Dude, nice. Bring it down on that other thing.
Let the other thing live. It hasn't attacked you. Get a closer look at it, though.
The Bob even now hangs and don't do anything to us, so why would we kill it? Maybe we should take the bubble dust back to eat it now.
What? No, no killing indiscriminately. Look at it first.
I'd say only attack the Bobignet if it's aggressive towards us. Otherwise, to eat it.
Your mind is filled with little thoughts but slaughter. For a brief moment before you can calm yourself, your blood is fading away before you attack the Bobignet. You turn towards it and lower the hammer to the ground.
What happened here, little guy?
The Bobignet responds by jerking around in different directions and rolling on its head, relaying the horrors through interpretive dance.
I asked Ghost to interpret for us. We'll just explain itself.
I concur. Say hi to the little ghost man.
Assuming it doesn't disappear again, this seems best. Asking what it thinks the Bobignet means is the way to go.
You ask the ghost to translate.
You ask the ghost to translate. The ghost looks around and replies,
Translate what? My name is Paul.
Why am I being alive? Able to write.
He seems sort of excited about these things.
Say yes, I'm ancient Bob, though I likely won't remember him.
Maybe, and yes.
Hello, Paul. What can I do you for?
Yo, Paul. You remember a Bob, perhaps?
You ask, skeptical, being that ghosts don't have good memories.
Never heard of a Bob. Also, my name isn't Paul, it's Paul. Come on, seriously. Anyway, it's good news that you can write. I've been wanting to write a letter to this beautiful lady that lives here for as long as I can remember. I was wondering if you'd help me write her a letter.
Yeah, okay, sure.
For as long as he can remember? She's probably been here 5 minutes. Sure, if you even have something to write with.
Well, it's not like you have anything better to do.
I ask if it's a mint he likes. Sure, I don't see what harm can come of writing a letter for... Oh, God, what?
As you agree to the idea, Paul takes over your body and begins to write a letter to Mint, just as you were asking about. Once the letter is finished, it is placed in an envelope and you regain control of your body. You now have a letter to Mint.
Notify Paul that he could have vanished, even if he's no longer present.
Well, time to play delivery, girl. Make sure to say that a ghost wrote it through you. Is it a sealed envelope?
He could have at least asked first. What kind of girl did he take us for? Anyhow, let's play Mint a visit.
Damn it, Paul. Ask first.
Although he doesn't seem to be there, you sigh and take the sealed envelope into Mint's hand and hold it straight out.
Hey, Mint, there's a ghost named Paul. He wrote a letter for you.
You point back with your thumb, holding the letter down.
Oh, that room was really nice, Sally.
She says in a sing-song manner, her vowels drawn out to ridiculous lengths.
I remember him, but it's Val, not Val. It's not that hard to remember.
She opens the letter and giggles while reading it.
Oh, that Paul. He should have tried to die a little less. I won't ask how you found this, because it's probably stupid or depressing. Thanks, babe.
She feels around and gives you 2 points for your effort, at least. Now,
a date with that charismatic rodent.
Let's visit the gardens first. We might find more points or things to sell there before going for more honest shoppings.
Cup a feel while she's too stoned to care. Say honk.
Well, we can trade stuff with them to get items which may be useful in the garden. Also, we go to the shop for some quick trading.
You admire the lounging Auroch for a moment and decide to leave. There's not much you can do without joining Mint's escapism through narcotics. You leave Chilitown and go back to Honest Ickets. You step in and nearly slam your hands on the counter.
Hey, Rat, I brought some of that junk you wanted.
There's a sound of things clanging and breaking, a loud yawn before finally speaking.
Oh, and what did you bring old Honest Ticket today?
Yo, dog, I have rainbow leaves and bubble dust. What do you got for me?
One rainbow leaf and a bag of bubble dust.
Give him the narcotics, get him high, and take advantage of him.
You bring out your bubble dust and rainbow leaf and slide them across the counter.
I brought you the items you were asking for earlier. The drugs, at least. The last one I can't say I've seen.
Honest Icky slides and poises on the counter after taking his requested items, then stashes them away for later. He doesn't pay you, but he does give you a magic jar and a necromancy book. You open it and see if there's anything interesting to read, but you have no idea what the language being used even is. Ickit waves goodbye already.
I expect you to come back, of course. Next time you come with a good amount of money, or with that colored horn. Come on back and I'll let you downstairs. Thank you for coming to Honest Ickit's Try Not Die. You're a nice favorite customer. I hope those goggles are treating you right.
What's in the magic jar? Anyway, thanks to Sexy Rodent and heads towards the gardens.
Nothing. It's an empty jar. You leave Ickit's place and travel southwest to the gardens. You step down the path through a flowery field. You can see some flies in the flowers. Exits are forward and elsewhere.
Forward.
Forward. Boldly onwards.
You follow the path and enter an intersection. There are different types of flowers to the left and right. There is a navigable grazing in the grass. Exits are flowery field. Left, right, forward.
Riding off your ball like a mechanical bull.
This appears to be the only logical course of action to take at the moment.
Second.
Third.
Dude, tip that shit over.
Check flowers on the left. One of them looks kind of like the one you gave water to. If you're riding off your ball like a mechanical bull, but keep being careful not to get hurt or killed, of course.
Yes, check the flowers, and then ride the bull. I'm sorry, but this is absolutely required.
Turpid or ride.
Do not do both.
Alright then, talk to it? I don't know.
Where's the fun in that? Ride it, tip it, and ride it all the way down. Nothing can go wrong.
You should probably go back to the previous area and check where the flies are. Another dead body, likely.
That's a good idea. Might as well, nothing's getting done over here.
Flowers on the left are definitely very similar to Dimitri. You approach the navigable to ride it.
Ouch. Damage report? And if you can still move, back off.
Awesome. Status report? Do we have a face? And hammer the light fucker in the head.
You stumble back from Navibo's angry charge. You stare through your goggles and nose as sort of a reading. The Navibo is extremely aggressive and has brutal combat abilities. Its speed is comparable to you. You, however, aren't that particularly good at combat. Your psychic prowess is where you excel, and you can't really use that to your advantage very well. You do have an exceptional surviving and health prowess on your side, so the injury isn't as bad as it seems. You're going to need to think fast or the Navibo will be charging you in seconds.
Whoop behind it and smash it on its side with the hammer. Trying to tip it over at least off balance.
Quickly, before it charges, teleport behind it and hit it with the hammer as hard as you can. Try to get out of the way after it.
Man crush is always the solution.
You whoop right before the Navibo gores you once more. You appear close and slam the hammer into its body. It obviously feels it, but despite your best efforts, you don't seem to do much damage to it. The Navibo responds. This hurts a lot, and you're on your back in the grass shortly after. This isn't going well.
Well, we gave it a healthy smack in exchange for the first attack. Now let's just warp a good distance right and hopefully out of sight.
You're right. Stage left. Port.
No, wait. We're doing it wrong. We don't need to kill the beast. We only need its horn.
Let's warp. Do that again. Warp next to it and hammer the horn. Then get out of the way.
Go north.
Teleport away to the west.
You warp north.
Your warp is a bit off, but no harm done. You are pretty sure the Nubule has not followed you to this area. The area is very warm. The red flowers leading here seem to have died off traveling the path.
Dust yourself off and have a look to see inside what I assume is a cave entrance.
You step near towards the cave when a large hot mass of a flower rises out of the small cavern, tentacle-like vines coiling out with it. A crown rests on its head. You are fairly shocked, and before you can speak, it doesn't say.
Have you come to finish me off? I'm already dying. You already killed my babies.
She says in a bitter voice. She seems to be in pain.
Is one of your children fond of parties by chance? Also, the usually tirade of questions. Who is she? What seems to be going on? How can you help? When will she die?
Kill your baby? We have done no such thing.
Yo, calm down a little and answer her.
Well, I didn't kill your babies or whatever you're talking about. I'm a Sally. Who are you?
She is silent for a moment.
I could have sworn you were the one who did it. It was possible the smell of whatever did it is still lingering here. I am Queen Narcissa of the Fire Flowers.
What's going on exactly? I'd like to help you. How much time do I have to try and help you, Queen Narcissa?
She seems to be lightening up, but her effort to even talk is still present, struggling against whatever affliction was bogging her down.
The vile-smelling plague smelling my children. I don't know how you can help unless you have a cure for the plague or whatever it is. I don't know how long I have. I'm a strong flower, but I'm getting weaker day by day.
She answers you. I will help you to the best of my ability. By chance, do you have any partying children?
You ask with a slight bow. No, you must be thinking of the red flowers. I thank you for your help. You're welcome to be here. I won't bother you. I'm glad you reward you with a gift to my people if you can save my children.
Do you know what caused the plague? We must help her so as to earn the gift of the fire flowers. Ask her to describe the smell to you and to smell you closer. Maybe the bull is what caused this plague.
Your Majesty, do you know what caused the plague?
You ask the massive fire flower.
I can only smell it since light. It was dark and it smelled like death.
She replies. You consider the Nebula.
By chance, do you think the smell of me and the plague was caused by the Nebula in the fields?
Queen Atsusa gives a raspy laugh in response to you.
Good heavens, no. In fact, there used to be a large herd of them roaming the fields. The plague may have killed them, too. Nubules or Nubiados never come too close to my children. They can't handle the heat very well.
Promise to come back later with some way to help her and let's explore further. Where are the exits out of this zone, just to know it? Checking out this area, examine the ground, doesn't look homogeneous. Examine also the darker areas to your right on the ground. Take a look at that brown thing at the entrance of the cave. Looks like a stump, but better be sure. It wouldn't hurt to examine the rock walls, see if anything's standing out of it. And ask the queen permission to enter the cave. Might be useful things down there.
You look around at the rocks. They are rocks. You check in the tree stump and find a strange, glittery pine cone. The black thing near you hisses. It looks like a root.
May I check in your cave?
No, you may not. This is my home. I keep doing things in there.
She replies, simply. Also, the only exit is into the intersection you were in before.
Let's edge into the intersection and try cutting through the flowers to forward/west while avoiding the Nubule.
Examine the glittery pine cone. Show it to the queen. Let her smell it. And maybe she knows what it is. And I think we're done here for now. Let's go back to the intersection, avoid the Nubule, and head west.
You feel satisfied with your progress in examining the area for now, and ask Queen Atsusa about the pinecone you found.
Beats me,
she says, curling up to the ground to rest. You say,
thank you.
and curtsy before you begin racing across the intersection. Luckily, you are quick enough and make it across. However, you are stopped by a large, somewhat glowing flower in the road, wearing an inexplicable spiked collar.
Yo, fool, no trespassing without an invitation. Don't let me be the flower to deceive you, neither. I'll fuck you up something fierce if you try bouncing past me. Red flowers is serious business.
I pity the fool who don't let me through.
Said with invitation in hand.
Show us, big flower, by that invitation.
Quickly, show the invitation. Man, this would suck if he hadn't helped that flower earlier.
To draw out from Dimitri's invite.
I show great sympathy to parties who put a damper on my passing.
A bouncer flower lets you through. You enter the Ray Flower's party.
Shit, man, you made it.
Dimitri cries out to you from the crowd of fluorescent colored flora.
Is that a cane hanging up there?
Party, it would be rude not to.
No party for too long. Time is limited if we want to save the Fire Flower Queen. Also, dancing might be risky since all the other partygoers are underfoot. Go have a chat with Dimitri while bouncing your head to the beat. Eskimo knows anything about the plague that's giving the Fire Flowers trouble.
You party? Yeah, there is a cane up there.
Hey, Dimitri, how about that plague?
Shit, my bubba. Whatever the fuck that was withered me into an almost forever nap. I'm not sure what kept it away from us. Maybe it was our loud music and red lights. Who knows? Just enjoy yourself.
I suspect the cane is the real reason why the plague didn't come here. Ask if they know what it is and if you can borrow it. Also, check dimensional pocket contents. Check your pocket dimension.
So that cane up there, what is it, and can I have it?
The flowers seem to shrug.
Someone threw it up there a while ago. Got stuck. If you can get it down, you can feel free to keep it.
I wonder how high a Sally can jump. Try jumping and hitting it with a hammer or wrench. If that gets us nowhere, teleport up and grab it.
You warp up to the cane and slide it off where it was stuck on. Landing isn't as easy as grabbing the cane. Certainly not the first time lately that you find yourself...
tripping.
I approve this session and... oh yeah, girl, that is... oh yeah...
Some of that bubble of bucket chapter